Hi, this is Toby. I just want to give a little background to where No-Fit State emerged from, I guess. In the 70s, I'd been an acrobatic comedy juggler and street performer, but I also spent a lot of time researching and teaching circus skills, because there were no instructional videos, there was no equipment. We had to make our own stuff and dig out any information we could find on juggling and tumbling and unicycle, stilts, magic, clown, mask work and so on. It was a lot of skill sharing going on. There were some great teachers. And I was forever learning new things and then passing them on. It wasn't as big in the UK. In France, Nouveau Cirque had started quite early on, and proper funding and buildings and so on. We didn't have any of that. So even at the end of the 70s, when I met Reg Bolton, he was running workshops, community workshops, under the title, loose title, of Suitcase Circus. And we were all, you know, working on the same sort of stuff, but we hadn't really networked together very well. And in fact, when we set up the first juggling convention, where 11 people turned up, it was the start of a more close communication and skill share. That juggling convention doubled every year, so it went from 11 people to 25 to 50 to 100, and within 6 years there were 1,000 people turning up. Now, I'm saying all that because that stuff was already established before No-Fit State came across it. And one of the things I did, apart from running a workshop that taught them juggling, was to introduce them to that whole network and that whole subculture, which by this time was European-wide. And the skill levels were improving, the equipment was improving, and people were beginning to invest in larger setups so they could do aerial work as well. And there were people like Circus Oz that I saw at the Roundhouse that inspired me to change scale somewhat. And certainly in the early 80s, there were Mumma and Dada and Circus Burlesque and Snapdragon, and people were beginning to actually buy tents and go on the road with caravans and so on. And this is when I bumped into No-Fit State founder members running a juggling club in Cardiff, I was, and they just took the ball and ran with it. I mean, I went back to London for 2 or 3 years. When I came back, they had actually decided, five of this juggling club had actually decided to go for it and actually try and make a living doing this rather than just the gap year hobby thing. And they did. And I was helping set up a circus space in London and teaching it full time in Bristol, for instance. But in 1991, when they came to me and said, "We've bought our own little big top, would you like to run away with the circus?" I said yes, because I'd never actually been on tour with a proper circus. And although I was a slightly reluctant performer, they slowly drew me back into it, and I worked on four of the shows in the early 90s. And it was really fun.